The irony is not lost on me that here in the former capital of the Confederacy, the body language of domination, the body language of dignity that evolved in classic portrait painting is actually played out in real form. So much of what I do is to go into different capitals of the world, whether it be Dakar, Senegal, or Lagos, Nigeria, and have young people look at the monuments that exist in their city centers. I actually went to Nigeria and had young Nigerians take on the poses of the big monuments, the colonial masters and so on that existed in those city centers. And I think what came out of those bodies of work were both indictments of a beautiful and terrible past, but they were an invitation to look at what it feels like and looks like to be alive in the 21st century now.
One of the reasons I think that your work is important for me is because as a kind of undergrad philosophy student, I fell in love with Hegel, Kant, the towering figures of the Enlightenment, but nevertheless the most profound racists of the same period. Do you ever feel like the shoulders that you stand on put you in a position that's also precarious in some way?
Of course. I mean, that's the name of the game, I suppose. We have very quickly evolved as people of color the aesthetics of nomads, the idea that nothing is timeless, that nothing is for sure, and you better make it beautiful while it lasts. But I think in the end, what you arrive at is a set of pictures that the next generation can then pick up. The next young black girl who happens to be walking by the museum and seeing an image of someone who happens to look like her, which then becomes an invitation to step into the ivory tower to see what lies beyond that threshold.
I wonder then, in addition to the function that your work might serve for those who maybe have never stepped in here, about the function that it serves for the art world itself. Over the course of your career, have you seen very much transformation, transition? Have you seen any epiphanies, you know, in the eyes of the privileged people who surround you as a result of your painting?
No. That could be the end of it, but in the end, I think that my work has never been about individual transformation, nor has that been particularly interesting to me. What my work has always been about is a sort of radical selfishness. What do I want? How do I see this world? Where do I want to go? I mean, let's face it, I'm creating high-priced luxury goods for wealthy consumers. That's what contemporary art is in this culture. It's not going to stop me from painting. I didn't get into this game because I thought I was going to participate or even be invited to the table. At its best, what that does to me is it reminds me of why I got into this and it allows me to keep a level of freshness that protects me in a sense.